My name is Gabriele Guidi. I work at Politecnico di Milano, and we participated at two important European projects in the field. The first one, Carrare, was a project where we participated only externally, just providing a few 3D models of some archaeological artifacts in the Pompeii Forum that we scanned in 2007. It was anyway an important experience, even if we provided only a few models, because it was the first time that we saw the process of adding some 3D artifacts in a portal like the Europeana portal that was made basically just for books, images, etc. So it was the first time we faced this problem of adding 3D. The second time we participated to 3D icons, that was a much more important project, at least for us, because we were heavily involved in it. It was a 16 partners project, and we were in charge of controlling and checking the World Package 3 about digitization. In that case, all the project produced more than 3,000 3D models, and we, as a unit, 500 of these. So we made a lot of work on this phase. And the project was interesting also because the whole chain of action that are needed for adding a 3D model in a huge database like Europeana were faced, including, for example, the heavy and complicated metadata stuff that we need all the time we have to add such material on a portal. So it was the complexity of the whole activity that made this very interesting for us. Regarding the challenges of 3D at European level, 3D in archaeology and in cultural heritage in general, we have to say that we see as important for the European Commission to make, first of all, the European community to feel like a unique community. So having different groups from different countries working all together in cultural heritage valorization, but it's not the right word in English, I know, let's say promotion, thanks to these digital technologies, allowed us to confront our methodologies, our tools, etc., with those of all the other communities, and in the end produce some common results, some common tools, etc., that are, let's say, the standard in this field.